Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, good evening, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guide, and servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. I hope everyone's doing fantastic today, this wonderful Wednesday. Tonight's episode, we're going to talk about the power of relationship. And that is a very, very big word, and it is a very, very important thing. This past Sunday, I happened to catch briefly on, I guess it was 60 Minutes, Sunday evening. On 60 Minutes, they were talking about a prison that had completely transformed the way they were doing things. They took a group of prisoners. Hey, Stefan, good night there. Well, that's like middle of the morning for you, Stefan. So they took a group of prisoners, and they isolated them off from the main other, you know, I don't know what the word is, the main group of other prisoners, and they decided to do a study of not doing punishment. And I'm going to review this. I'm going to go back and find that episode. I'm going to review this week on Inside the Parenting Matrix on my YouTube channel. So I'll also be sharing it with you guys. They did a comparative study, and I think it's ongoing. They took this group of prisoners, this population, separated from the rest of the population. And over a short period of time, what they found is it was so interesting because he wasn't the warden, but he was like the director of one of the programs. And he has been catching some flack because of the program. Hey, Kirsten. And he said, you know, people are putting us down and saying we're being too soft on these prisoners and that we are not making them pay the price. But there have been zero incidents of violence on this unit since we started the program. And guess what they've been doing? They've been building relationship. This is a maximum security prison with inmates who have committed violent crimes. They segmented off a group of prisoners. They changed the program. Let's just call it trauma-informed. They've created a trauma-informed. I don't know if I'm going to call it trauma-informed because I don't feel like a lot of people really do trauma-informed the way it should. But these people are obviously, they're doing trauma-informed. And they're building relationship. Not the wardens. What are they? The people who oversee the prisoners, the guards. The guards are building relationships with the prisoners. They're playing games with them. They're connecting with them. They've got some group therapy programs going. They're doing art. They're playing games. And during the time that they've been running this program, there have been zero. So it's so interesting because the reporter was saying, well, you know, you're catching a lot of flack because of, you know, a lot of people think that you're not being hard on these guys and this is more like a country club. And he says, I don't know about all that, but I can tell you since we've been doing this program, there have been zero incidents of violence of inmates towards one another and inmates towards the guards. And he said, I'll take that all day long. Isn't that fantastic? And isn't it amazing? It reminds me of what when we went to Virginia and we created the boys group home, the whole goal in the treatment homes, the whole goal was to take the worst children in the state and to wrap them in a love-based model of care and demonstrate that these kids could be successful in homes. And we were able to do that. And it's amazing that they're doing that in the prison, but it reminds me of what Bruce Perry says when he talks about the brain. He says the brain is neurobiologically engineered for a relationship. Every dendrite, every cell, every synapse is neurobiologically engineered to be in relationship. And so that means that our original drive is not survival, as we've said it was all this time. It's actually relationship, because relationship ensures survival. And that's how I came up with the relationship factor. The relationship factor says that we're biologically engineered to be in relationship. Therefore, the single most important thing is the relationship. As long as you're focused on the relationship, you are focused on the process, not on the outcome. See, a focus on behavior is a focus on the outcome. When you are focused on relationship, you're focused on the process. And the reality is, and we forget about this, and maybe we don't forget so much as we don't remember, and because stress causes confused and distorted thinking, suppresses our short-term memory, we don't remember that parenting is a lifelong experience. When your children turn 18, they're not going to stop being your children. You're going to keep being their parents forever and ever and ever and ever until we take our last breath. So why would we not invest our time in relationship? Because relationship allows you the ability to influence. You don't have to control your children when you're focused on relationship. You're focused on influence. Now, why is that so difficult? I'm going to tell you why. Because when our children are misbehaving, this goes back to what I talked about last night on the Daily Dose, our amygdala gets excited, it feels threatened, and it looks for a threat, and then it works to suppress the threat. The problem is that in working to just suppress the threat, control the threat, remove the threat, what we're actually doing is creating more stress. And when we're creating more stress, we're actually making ourselves a threat. And when we're making ourselves a threat, see, the brain sees misbehavior and focuses on suppressing, controlling, removing the threat. But in doing that, we're actually becoming a threat. And when we create that dynamic on a cellular level, then we cannot be in relationship. We're neurophysiologically incapable of being in relationship when we're all operating under a state of threat and a state of stress and a state of fear. And so when we are focused just on behaviors, 9 times out of 10, we are increasing the stress, which moves us further away from relationship. So just keep that in mind. And I know that's so difficult. It can be so challenging for you because that for some of you, that just kind of strips you bare. It's like you don't know what to do. If you're not focused on behaviors, then what are you focusing on? How do you do it, Big Papa? And here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Go back on the Post Institute Facebook page. Go to the videos and see all the videos. I've done 100, and between Christy and I, we've done 179, more than 170. We've done probably close to 190, almost 200 videos. Very short, very brief, and most of them are telling you specifically what you can do to help your child as opposed to just focusing on behaviors. Because our entire model is based on love and it's based on relationship. So that's the first thing you can do. So it's very important. Stefan says, so suppressing a threat increases stress, but doesn't it also bring us into depression more? Well, depression is based on stress. So, hey, Brenda, so depression is just another symptom of stress. See, we all react to stress in one of two different ways. We either become hyper aroused and aggressive, which is where we spend a lot of time and attention in mental health. It's also where we spend a lot of time and attention in parenting, or we become hyper aroused and depressed. So we shut down. So when you're stressed, you can become hyper aroused and depressed, or you can become hyper aroused and also agitated and aggressive, both different varying ways that stress manifests. So keep that in mind, give us some thought. Couple things in the subject line of tonight's Post Daily Dose. There's two URLs. One is bigpapapost.com, and that's a video I did the other day. I'm telling you guys about some upcoming things I've got going on. There's one day available for me to come to someone's home in the greater United States, Canada. And I'm going to also be on the road traveling, going to be in Grand Junction, Colorado next week, next Wednesday. I'm going to be having coffee at Kiln Coffee House, K-I-L-N Coffee House on Main Street. I'm going to be there around 11 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. So if you are in Grand Junction, you have an opportunity to come visit and hang out for just a little bit. I'd love to see you. And then I am going to be in California towards the end of May. And so there's another link for therapists and for parent coaches. If you are interested in some advanced training, go to BeverlyHillsTherapyTraining.com. Watch that little video. You see a description. That's a very, very limited opportunity for a small group of therapists, parent coaches to spend the day with me doing some intense emotional work and trauma work and learning about how I approach trauma work with families and with children. It's one day. That's going to be May 22nd. It's going to be all day, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So go to Beverly Hills Trauma Training and check that out. Otherwise, and then we did have one day available for California, a full consultation day, but one of our families has already snatched that up. So I do have two half days during that block of time I'm going to be in California. So you can learn more about that as well. All right, that's it, guys. Remember, in any situation, we always have two choices. We can continue to react from our past experiences of stress and fear and overwhelm, or we can stop, we can take 3 to 10 deep breaths, and we can choose love. God bless you. Ashley says, will there offer a similar training anywhere else? Probably not any, I can't say that I will. I'll be doing some lectures, but I can't say that I'll be doing any more trainings. This is just kind of a spur of the moment thing that I usually do. Happy to talk to people about doing something more extensive and intensive in your area if we can make that work out. But as far as right now, probably not. So Stefan said, so depression is the hyper aroused outside the window of tolerance. And yes, absolutely. Depression is just another manifestation of stress outside of your window of tolerance. We just shut down instead. And you sent me an email, Stefan. Did I receive an email? Answer to your last mail, I did, regarding the book I'm thinking. Yes, I'm working on that, getting that all restructured. We've got an offer been putting together for Fear to Love, and Stefan is my Dutch translator for the Netherlands. So we're going to be bringing From Fear to Love to the Netherlands in the very, very near future. All right, everyone, God bless. Big Papa loves you. If I don't see you in the morning for morning motivation, I will see you tomorrow evening for another episode of Post Daily Dose.